Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest has had a phenomenal writing career spanning over 30 years with the intention of telling people about Jesus and building families to establish roots for future generations. An avid gardener, nature adventurer, a wife for 42 years, a mom, Nana, and a dog mom, to a dachshund, Charlotte, an author of multiple books, including Through the Eyes of a Shepherd, Faith is Like Chocolate, a book for teens, and Jesus and Zinnias Make Me Smile. She's an award winner, including the Laura Ingalls Wilder Children Literature Festival in 2021, and is considered in 2021 as having one of the top 10 inspirational books. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Miss Darla Noble. Hi, Miss Darla Noble.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yes, I am so excited to have you on the program today. Your career in writing is amazing. Of course, your message is amazing. And even how you got started, I would love to hear that story because there's some interesting bits in there.
I've just always loved to do it, but I have to give a lot of credit to my elementary school librarian, Mandy Hughes. Wow. She was an older woman. Her husband was a preacher in one of the churches there in our town. And she just loved us. And she saw in me something that, she nurtured. She realized very early on that I was a nonfiction lover, that I loved stories, but I wanted them to have a purpose. And she would always point me in the direction of the books that she knew I would enjoy most. And she was always right. And then in sixth grade, she chose me and three other sixth graders to go to one of the state universities in Warrensburg, Missouri, for an author fest. And this was back in the 70s, okay? So she took us for the day, and we went to Warrensburg, and, you know, we were these little kids on this college campus, and we met several authors. And one of them, and we got to, you know, she had encouraged our parents to send money and so that we could buy some of these books and that sort of thing. And so we got to meet them and listen to them and have them sign our books. And one of them was Judy Blume. Wow. And she signed my copy of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And I had no idea what the book was about at that point. Yeah. And she wasn't the only one, but yeah, that was, I knew from meeting her because she was the only female author that day.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. No, there was one other, Rebecca Caudle. And she was an older woman, but Judy Blume was young. And I knew then I really wanted to write. And then fast forward to high school, I had an English teacher, Roger Hatfield, who nurtured my skills and my writing. And just, I mean, they just poured into me. And Mrs. Hughes has passed away many years ago. But Roger and his wife, Linda, who was also one of my teachers in another subject, are still dear friends. Roger was involved in our wedding. He said the opening prayer at our wedding. And, you know, it's just nice to have those people who poured into you and who still care about you and invest in you, you know, through their interest and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's amazing how, like, one little influence can change the entire trajectory of your life.
It does. It does. It really does.
And then Judy Blume being involved, she probably had no idea what she did for you when she signed that book for you.
Oh, no. I mean, why would she, you know, but yeah, it was special.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that your teacher saw something in you and decided to invest in that. That is the most important aspect to me, because I do have a children's ministry and I talk about all the time the importance of putting the right things into children and how we influence children. And here you are, more than 30 years later, and you're still writing, you're still interested, and you're trying to change lives just as your life was changed. What was the transition for you when it came to deciding I want to write Christian books.
Okay, well, as our kids were small, and our church, our home church, we were smaller. We didn't have a very big budget. And of course, being a mom of three at that point, very small children, I cared very deeply about the children's ministry. And so I started writing stories and skits and things and a curriculum basically for our children's church. And of course, we were a farm family as well. We didn't have internet. I don't think there really was internet at that point in time. But then, so I did all of these things, and we had a core group of people that we did all these skits and we poured into the kids, these lessons and that sort of thing. And then as the kids got older, and we had four boys at that point, and they started being more independent, and we actually got internet. And so I started thinking, well, maybe I could send some of these things off, and because they've done so well for our youth group over the years. So I started looking and searching in my quote unquote free time, and I ended up, long story short, selling some things to Christian Ed Publishers and Focus on the Family and Group Publishing, just little bits and pieces. And then, which was really exciting to me, and it just an affirmation that I was doing something that God wanted me to do. And then, as time progressed and things got, more high tech, as far as the options of being able to send things off and search, it just kind of blossomed and grew from there. And I started writing my books. The books I write what I know. I write from my heart. I am a storyteller. I am a big storyteller, but I don't read much fiction, and I don't write fiction other than if it's curriculum based. My stories need to have a takeaway. They need to have a point that will, I say, I want to encourage, inspire, and educate people to be more like Jesus and a better version of themselves according to how, what God created them to be. And so I've had a crazy life, full of lots of fun, weird, exciting, sad, wonderful things. And you don't raise four kids and do children's ministry and farm without that. And so I just use what I know and love to share with others and to point them back to Jesus.
I think that's such an important point. The fact that you just use what you knew and you love. A lot of times people think that when they have to share the Christian message, they have to go outside of themselves. But it seems like it's in the everyday experiences that we have that that's where we really start to connect with God, because God connects with us naturally and spiritually. And so as we go about our day and dealing with life circumstances, he brings about the spiritual lesson. So I just think that is such an important point that people need to remember that you don't have to go outside of yourself. You can start right where you are. And if we even look at the Bible, there are many examples. Jesus started with people right where they were. And then other people, you start, discipling and telling people about Jesus right where you are.
Well, and like you said, he said, I will make you fishers of men, two fishermen. He didn't say, come on, I'm going to turn you into world famous missionaries that people are going to be reading about and reading. They wouldn't have gotten that, but he took them where they were at. And that's who I am. My book, Love Mama D, is my experiences as a mom and a nana, that points people back to raising their kids with unconditional love, like Jesus does us, through the eyes of a shepherd. We're a farm family, and we had hundreds and hundreds of sheep. Those sheep taught me a lot of lessons. The primary, and just in a nutshell, that when Jesus calls us his sheep, he's not shaming us or making fun of us because people think sheep are dumb. He is giving us something to aspire to, because sheep are trusting. They are creatures of habit, and that's exactly what he wants us to be.
Yes.
Trusting in him and habitually striving for more of him. And my love for gardening, Jesus and Zinnias make me smile. That is another, just from my heart, my memories, and what I learned from the people that invested in me and taught me to grow, and the things that I saw in sharing back and forth and learned, you know, things like that. That's just who I am.
Yeah. And it just reemphasizes that wherever we are, God is working with us.
Thank you for listening to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. Today, we've been talking with author Darla Noble about how God starts with you right where you are. Her love for books was encouraged by one of her school librarians, and her writing was nurtured by one of her English teachers. Then there was this iconic meeting with author Judy Bloom. These planted seeds eventually blossomed into whom she is today. And when she started her writing career, she started writing about what she knew, planting seeds in other children just as they were planted in her. We want you to stay tuned for our next episode as we continue our talk with Darla Noble, learning more about her and the books that she has written. Until next time, beautiful people, God bless.